month of August in Major League history. NFL, the Packers ready to go under the lights tomorrow night inside Lambeau Field for family night. What makes it so special? Tucker Kraft.
It's just the crazy part about Lambeau in itself is it's just this huge, glorious legacy stadium in a neighborhood. All the people of Green Bay, lucky 80,000, get to come pack the stadium out and just watch us practice. And it's not just an ordinary thing. It might be the only time some of those people get to get inside the stadium. And then the family aspect at the end of it, getting to go down the field. This year I'll be able to have my own daughter and my wife out there with me.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Green Bay.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
WGBW. Never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love. No welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. 'Cause baby, something. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day.
Child, things are gonna get easier. watch how things will get brighter. Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when your head is much lighter. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, when the world is much brighter.
Be brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna be easier. Ooh, child, things will be brighter.
Someday, put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday,
a chance to be near. say she's crazy.
That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Guys, Appleton is about to be full of music. It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And it's here. You're excited. It's the Mile of Music, July 31st through August 3rd, a completely free music festival celebrating handcrafted artistry throughout downtown Appleton, showcasing local talents and so much more. There is a lot going on, and I cannot cover it in this 30 seconds. So head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out for yourself.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Baby bald eagles near the Great Lakes are testing positive for PFAS and other toxic chemicals. Researchers found that eagles living near the Great Lakes had 6 times more toxic chemicals in their bloodstreams than inland populations. Other chemicals found in the baby eagles' bloodstreams were DDT and PCBs, which were banned decades ago. A small Wisconsin school district just got some big clean energy bragging rights. The Elva Strum School District in Trempealeau County unveiled 184 ground mount solar panels that will deliver about 20% of the district's energy needs and will be a living classroom for students to learn about solar energy and energy data. The installation cost $150,000 and will pay for itself through energy bill savings in about 8 years. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.9 WGBW plays the music other stations gave up on. The Beatles.
I'm not gonna hold your hand.
The Temptations. Tommy James.
Crimson and Clover.
The Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love, though you try.
everybody from Rock and Roll Hall of Famers to the one-hit wonders. You'll hear it all on the station with local news and timeless hits. 97.9 WGBW. WGBW.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth there, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight you dare. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Now, did you hear about Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Now Jimmy Diver, ho, ho, yeah, Suki Tawdry, ooh, Miss Lottie Lenya, and old Lucy Brown. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lenya and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun's spots, wagons, butter your mind. In the sense of compliments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of compliments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Sense innocence.
got nothing to lose.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. After only 7 months in his position, Ronald Sari, the interim head of Wrightstown Schools, is resigning, effective tomorrow. A joint statement from the school district and Sari said that following recent changes to the school board, the board's decided to pursue new leadership. Sari was named interim administrator in January when Superintendent Andy Space retired early. Since then, the school board of seven gained four new members following a recall, an election, and resignations of other board members. Onyx Partners is buying 119 JCPenney stores, including the one in the Fox River Mall. The $947 million deal is expected to close in September. There's no word on what will happen to the Grand Chute store. JCPenney has nine other locations in Wisconsin, including one in Ashwaubenon, that will not be affected by the sale. The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
The feds haven't changed their minds about Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan. UrbanMilwaukee.com reports there was a filing from federal prosecutors this week arguing against her claim that she's immune from prosecution. It's the case accusing her of obstructing an ICE arrest. Prosecutors say her legal team's arguments stretch judicial immunity too far and ignore that judges can be charged with crimes even if they step outside their judicial role. A magistrate judge earlier this month recommended that the case move forward. U.S. District Judge Lynn Edelman will make the final call on whether the case goes to trial. A date on when a decision might come isn't known.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Green Bay weather.
We are going to have more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires here this afternoon. Otherwise, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop down into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Talking to myself and feeling old. Sometimes I'd like to quit. Nothing ever seems to fit. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. What I've got they used to call the blues. Nothing is really wrong. Feeling like I don't belong. Walking around some kind of lonely clown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me down. Funny, but it seems I always wind up here with you. Nice to know somebody loves me. Funny, but it seems that it's the only thing to do. Run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about. Hanging around, nothing to do but frown. Rainy days and Mondays always get me run and find the one who loves me. What I feel is come and gone before. No need to talk it out. We know what it's all about.
I'm a little bit wrong. You're a little bit too.
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
Song it up. Now my empty cup is as sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch. Sweet as the punch.
Don't go breaking my heart. Make plans now to see the historic Payne Estate in Oshkosh transformed into a spectacular showcase of illuminated sculptures and environments with the nature of light. Happening August 1st through October 26th, this mystical adventure brings visitors on an immersive journey among numerous lighted vistas and sculptural displays where you can view, touch, explore, and play with the nature of light itself. You can choose either the main or ultimate experience for your tour. Reservations are required, so go to thepayne.org today.
97.9 FM.
Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people will be down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. Out of there, she loves me, but I don't fit with society. Lord have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks. Every night I watch the light from the house up on the hill. I love a little girl that lives up there, and I guess I always will. But I don't dare knock on her door, 'cause her daddy is my boss man. So I'll just have to be content to see her whenever I can. Down in the boondocks, down in the boondocks, people put me down, 'cause that's the side of town I was born in. I love her, she loves me, but I don't fit in her society. Lord, have mercy on a boy from down in the boondocks.
Lord, have mercy on a boy from down.
97.9 WGBW. Sharing Green Bay on the internet. WGBW.FM.
And I guess there's just no getting over you. ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Stocks falling throughout the morning as the Labor Department releases new numbers for the month of July on jobs.
This is a disappointing jobs report and potentially raising a red flag for the U.S. economy. So let's break down these numbers. An addition of 73,000 last month, less than the 100,000 we were expecting, and a lot less than what we've been adding over the past few months.
Also, the Labor Department revising the prior 2 months from May and June, showing 258,000 fewer jobs added. That was ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Glassdoor chief economist Daniel Zhao saying, after months of warning signs, this confirms the slowdown isn't just approaching, it's here. The Dow down 550 points. President Trump ordering new tariff rates of up to 41% on U.S. imports from dozens of countries. A 35% raise for Canada kicks in immediately. U.S. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff visiting an aid site in southern Gaza. This is ABC News. Ukraine observing a day of mourning after Russian airstrikes killed 31 people in Kyiv overnight. Pointed comments about the current occupant of the White House from its most recent occupant. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
Speaking at a National Bar Association gala in Chicago Thursday night, former President Biden took aim at President Trump without mentioning his name.
Oh, get ready, folks. This is just starting.
The former president said he's proud to have appointed judges that do their best to uphold the Constitution, adding,
I wish I could say the same for the executive branch. He seems doing his best to dismantle the Constitution.
These were Biden's first public comments against Trump's White House since leaving office. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Singer Justin Timberlake announcing he has been diagnosed with Lyme disease, which could explain why fans have described some of his recent performances as lackluster. Lyme disease is spread through tick bites, and health officials say those are at a six-year high this year. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources continues an air quality advisory until noon today. The smoke from Canadian wildfires is causing the issue. Conditions are expected to improve slowly today, but things may remain smoky, hazy, and unpleasant through the weekend. An Appleton paper products manufacturer is in trouble with the U.S. Department of Labor for exposing employees to dangerous energy and machine guarding hazards after an employee lost two fingertips. OSHA conducted three investigations at Progressive Converting Incorporated. The OSHA citations allege three repeat, 13 serious, and three other than serious violations for failing to guard machinery properly, not having energy control procedures, and not providing proper training for employees. Progressive Converting now has 15 days to pay a $280,000 fine, request a conference with OSHA, or contest the findings. I've lost count at how many there are, but Savannah Tomei Olson reports on another lawsuit that Wisconsin is filing against the Trump administration.
The state has been part of dozens of these cases now. One of the latest is over funding to Planned Parenthood. The new federal budget cuts off all Medicaid money for health care services at Planned Parenthood. Now, federal funding cannot be used to support any abortion costs. It's been that way since the Hyde Amendment was first passed in 1977. So this provision in the federal budget cuts off Medicaid reimbursement for other services in health care, like cancer screenings, wellness exams, and birth control. Attorney General Josh Call said the provision was a horrendous policy and an attack on both Planned Parenthood and access to health care.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Packers prepare for family night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay with another practice in pads before tomorrow night's family night inside Lambeau Field. On defense, it appears